All right, so we're going to go to the fifth reading on the Parshas and Chaburim. The reading begins by telling us about the extraordinary blessings that are going to come away. An enormous abundance of produce. And then this is followed by Hashem's promise, V'nasati Mishkoni B'seichacham. So chapter 26. Verse 11, Hashem says, my Mishkan, my dwelling will be, my Shekhinah will be amongst you. I will not repel you. And we're going to focus on the 12th Pasuk and the 13th. Okay, verse 12 and 13 of chapter 26. V'hishalachti b'seichechem. God says, I will walk amongst you. V'hoyisi lochem le'elikim. I will be for you as a God. V'atem tihiyu li la'am, and you will be for me as a nation. So Rashi says, what is the meaning of this halachti? What does it mean? I'm going to walk amongst you. What does that mean? So he says, atayel imachem. He quotes our sages and he says, I'm going to spend time with you, as it were, in Gan Eden. Ki'ilu Echad mikem, as if I am one of you. V'loisiya mizdazim imeni, you will not be overwhelmed with awe, or fear, or trepidation, knowing that the presence of Hashem is amongst you. So, everybody remembers the story of Adam Arishan when he hears the voice of God in Gan Eden. He was still in Gan Eden, or whatever that means, and he hears the voice of God. And what does Adam do? He hides. And God says, what are you hiding? What does Adam say? I heard the voice. Ve'echove. I was afraid, he says. I was afraid. Ve'ira. Ve'ira means I was afraid. Ve'echove. I hid. So Yochel. So now you know that this notion of God being amongst us. In Gan Eden, Hashem is not going to hide. I mean, we're not going to hide. You're not going to be uncomfortable. Yochel. Lo'yisiru mimenu. This means that there'll be no awe, no reverence, no respect. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk continues, V'yisi lachem le'elikim. I will be for you as a God. In other words, of course there's going to be a sense of awe. Of course there'll be a sense of respect. How could there not? We're talking about God over here. So of course, when you're in the presence of God, you're going to feel like the presence of God. However, it's not going to be an overwhelming experience. Being in the presence of God will not cause us dysfunction. It will not disable us from being able to deal, like, you know, instead of being overwhelmed. So this is the idea, because on one hand, if God will be amongst us, we won't be able to live. You won't have any comfort. You won't be yourself at all. It says, no, Hashem says, Salachti b'seichem, I'll be amongst you. And that's the emphasis on the word b'seichem, amongst you. And the Ibn Ezra has a totally different take on this. Clearly, Rashi is talking about the future, a rosy and a glorious future that will happen when Mashiach comes. The Ibn Ezra, however, says that this pasuk means b'seichachem means amongst you, even when you are not in your rightful place. He says there comes a time when the Jewish people go into exile, not in the Holy Land. Hashem's presence is in the Holy Land. And here Hashem's presence will nonetheless be b'seichachem. It will be amongst you. Wherever you will be, that Hashem says is where I will be. And this is the notion that Hashem goes with us into Golus. Ramban, he explains it as follows. It will be obvious that I am amongst you. It will be obvious. Everybody will know and see there's something different about the Jewish people. As Pascal presumably told Louis XVI when he was asked if he has any proof of God's presence, to which Pascal responded without a hesitation, "The Jews, Your Majesty, the Jews." Doesn't make sense that we're still here. So, for good or sometimes for not such overt good, what seems to us to be very bad, one thing is certain, that history demonstrates that we are not a statistical, ordinary people. There's something different going on here. And as long as we hold fast to Hashem's Torah, and as long as we remember we are Torah Jews, somehow, things that should happen or would have happened or could have happened, we shouldn't be here today. Statistically speaking, we should be gone a very long time ago. Those famous words of Mark Twain, where he talks about powers that have risen and fallen, and now belong in the dustbin of history. And yet the Jew, the immortal Jew, he said, what is his secret? He didn't know Mark Twain. He couldn't figure it out. What is his secret, he says. So clearly, this is the idea that Ramban would tell you, of Yisalachti b'seichichem, that Hashem will be amongst you. But the Sefarno, he errs on the side of Rashi. The Sefarno says, this is not present, this is futuristic. It means Hashem will bring His Shechina to us, and that the Shechina, the way it will be, when Mashiach will come, will be ubiquitous. Not like in the time of the Mishkan, or the first Batei Migdash, that the Shechina was primarily seen in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, but amongst the people you didn't see it. He said, in the future, v'shalachti b'seichichem, the Shechina will be amongst each and every one of us. The Shechina will not be limited to the locale, the compound, the scrimmage of the Holy Temple, but rather, wherever a Yid is, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be. And this is the meaning of v'shalachti b'seichichem. And Hashem says, v'yisi lachem lelikim, I'll be for you as a God, and you will be for me as a nation. V'atem tiyu li la'am. So what does this mean? Is like, what do you mean, he'll be for you a God? What is like a, he could be a God or not be a God. He is a God. That's, God is God. So what does it mean, ha'yis lachem lelikim? So the Chizkuni says, I will be for you as a judge. I will get involved in everything that happens in your life. You will not be, so to speak, on your own. Now that's not necessarily, I mean, doesn't sound like a good thing always, because Hashem is telling us that he will not stand or countenance our indifference. And if we play around, we will bear the brunt. The Sefarno, however, sees this all as an extraordinary blessing. He says each and every nation has a sar, has a spiritual alter ego in high, like a minister that represents them. And he says the Jewish people, there's no such thing as sar Yisrael. There's no such thing as the spiritual alter ego as the angel of the Jewish people, the angel of Israel. Israel has no angel. Israel has God himself. So when it comes to Esav, we hear about Sar Yisrael Esav, the angel of Esav. When it comes to Mitzrayim, we hear about the Sar of Mitzrayim. We hear about these ideas that there's this spiritual force that represents the needs and the welfare and the interests of these nations on high. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yisi lachem lelekim, I will be for you. I will represent you. You do not need any additional representation. So verse 13 follows this. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God, Asher Hetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Egypt. Mihiyos lahem avodim, from being their slaves. Va'eshbar moitos ulchem, I will break or shatter the crossbars of your yoke. Va'oilech eschem kamimius, I will lead you upright. You will be walking tall. What does this pasuk mean? Why does it have to emphasize again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God? So Rashi says, this pasuk is like a conclusion to all the pasukim from the beginning of Parshas Bechukei that speak about the many blessings that will come our way if only we will do what is expected of us. So Rashi says, Kedai Ani Shetaaminu Vi. It's worthy. You should believe in me. Ani yachal asas kalela, I can deliver. It's like a person doing business. He says, don't worry about it. I got it covered. I'm like, can you do all these things? You made all these promises? Trust me. Leave it to me. I got it covered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. If I promise you, you have nothing to worry about. Yachal asas kalela, I can do all of these things. Shaharei, for. Hitzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. I did take you out of Egypt, didn't I? I made one of the great wondrous miracles for you. So I took you out of Egypt. I deal with this. There's no reason to get worried or be concerned. Moitais. I will break the crossbars of your yoke. What does this mean, moitais? A moit, says Rashi, is the bar that supports the yoke. Kimin yosed. It's as if some kind of like a metal peg, b'shnei rashi ha'el, which is inserted on the two sides of the yoke. What does the yoke do? Hama'akvim ha'maseira. This kind of limits or contains the strap. Shleitetze mireish ha'el v'yater ha'kesher, so that the cow shouldn't wiggle himself out of the yoke and undo the knot. So there has to be crossbars that hold the yoke together. And once the cow is stuck in the yoke, he can't move. And that's the whole idea of the yoke. The cow that was yoked, so therefore he's got to keep on going. It looks a little different than the yokes probably you're thinking of from the 18th century or 17th century. This is ancient yokes. Kimoi, for example, we find a pasuk, a verse in the prophecies of Jeremiah. Yirmiyahu says that this is what God says. Asei lecha meiseris emaitis. He says, he commands Yirmiyahu to send to the kings of the nations who are under the sway, under the thumb of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, send them yokes. Send them crossbars of yokes. But this will be a message, not a written message, but it will be a very vivid message. And what's the message for them? The message is that they should accept upon themselves Ol Malchusoy. They should accept upon themselves the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar's majesty. They should accept upon themselves his dominion. So over there, it uses the same terminology. Meisedes umaitis. Rashi says that the peg that keeps it all together in Old French is called kubalia. Yeah? What does that mean?
Shvi, it's like a bolt.
A bolt. There you go.
And you know, that hold the yoke in between you know the head and.
So you're saying that the yoke looks like there's a bar beneath and a bar on top, and then there's the peg or the bolt that holds it together. Okay, that's the crossbar. That's what we're talking about. I will walk with you upright. Rashi simply says, "Koymemius" means "bekoyma zekufa," walking tall. You will not bow your head in submission for anybody. You'll be upright. Okay, Maites Ulchem. Before we go on to analyze this business of Koymemius, let me share with you what the Ibn Ezra says. He says, "Maites are placed on the head of the ox in order to kind of lower the ox to lower his head." And he'll look down and he'll pull the plow. So too, says the Ibn Ezra, they placed upon ourselves these, when we were in Egypt, they placed these yokes upon us. And they forced us to, so to speak, look down. They forced us to get involved in doing the work that they inflicted, that they forced, and we wouldn't have the freedom to kind of wiggle out. That's the metaphor of this yoke. And when you're stuck in the yoke, you really can't get out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will break the yoke. I will break the yoke of your, I will break the crossbars, the bolts of your yoke. I will take you out. And no matter what the situation looks like, instead of being our head bowed low, Hashem says, Oylich Eschem Kemimiyus. I will walk you upright. Okay, so now we're going to take a look and we're going to delve into this upright walking, this Kemimiyus business. I'm going to direct you to page Tuf Yud Beis, which is Yud Gimel, the 13th chapter, or Simon, in the Biurim on Parshas Bechukesim. So before we analyze the Rebbe's commentary, there's a quote here, a quote of the Gemara in Bava Basra, on page Ayin Hey, page 75, folio side 1, the Gemara in Bava Basra records the following opinion. About the words of Eilich Eschem Kememios, I will walk you upright. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Eimer. Rabbi Meir says, Koimemius is Masayim Amma. You'll be 200 Amma tall. Kishtei Koimais shall Adam Arishin. Twice the height of Adam Arishin. In other words, clearly this is talking about the future. Va'ilich eschem Koimemius, I'll walk with you upright, is talking about when Mashiach will come. And when Mashiach will come, you'll be 200 Ammas tall. That's pretty tall. That's very tall. An Amma is a cubit, a foot and a half. You do the math. So you'll be twice the height of Adam Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It means Mea Amma. Koyme Mios means Mea Amma. So we have a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If it's 100 Amma or 200 Amma. Obviously this is not Pshuta Shal Mikra. This is not the literal interpretation. Because Rashi doesn't quote it as literal. It doesn't have to be literal. Rashi says, V'ayil Cheskim Koyme Mios, says Rashi, what does it mean? That you'll be upright. That's simply, he doesn't go further. He doesn't add anything to that. Okay. So if he says you go upright, you go upright. But the Gemara, which could very well be speaking euphemistically, could be speaking in a parable sense, says 100 Amma or 200 Ammas. Now we have a Balaturim. The Balaturim says, if you look into the Sefer Torah, you'll notice that the word Koimemios has based Tagim al-Hakuf. It has two little crowns. So a little crown. In Torah letters, there's these hairline projectiles with a little circle on top. It's called a crown, a tag. And there are tagim on different letters. Sometimes there are letters that have tagim all the time. For example, there's letters of what's called shatnez getz, a shin and a tes. The shin always has three tagim on the left head of the shin, and the tes always has three tagim on the left side of the head of the. And so it is with a nayin, and a zayin, and so it is with a nun, so it is with a gimel. Okay, then there is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. There is a special ordained tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Moses, that certain letters in the Torah have to have additional either dots or have to have additional crowns. And actually, we have special halachas about the tefillin we wear in the mezuzahs. Certain letters have to have crowns there as well. So the Baal Turim says on the word koimimios, on the kuf, which usually does not have any tagim, on the kuf there are two tagim. Why? What does the two tagim signify? What do they symbolize? What are they saying? They're saying Shasidin li is kemasan meya meya, because our future height will be 100 and 100. In other words, 200 amas, and each one of the tagim represents 100 amah. Ulamanda Omar. Oh, pardon me. Li is kaima meya amah. Sorry. The Baal Turim says the first one is why the two tagim. To tagim, to indicate that there's more than just what reads the eye. It meets the eye as kaimimios, upright. It's not just upright. It's very, very tall. You'd be very, very high up, and raise you up. Ulamanda Omar, Masayim Amma. And according to the opinion that it was not one, but 200 Amas, which is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So, Lakach, Yesh Bashnei Tagim. That's why it has two crowns. One crown would represent 100 Amma. Two crowns represents 200 Amma. So the Rebbe asks a simple question. Ladas Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the first opinion that Baal Turim brings, and the Gemara is the second opinion. Shekoimas Adam Tiye Meya Ovad. It's going to be Meya Amma. How tall? Hashem will make us so tall. He'll walk us 100 Amas tall when Mashiach will come. Mai Mashmusim Shal Shnei Tagim. What is the intimation of the two Tagim? I know why there's one Tag, Meya Amma. What's the two Tagim? It should be one Tag. Understand the question? The Gemara is telling us we're going to be 200 amas tall, maybe 100 amas tall. Baal Turim is telling us that's what the tag is. The tag indicates this great height. What is a tag? A tag is upright. It's on top of the letter. It's higher than the letter. Tag sticks up. So the tag protrudes up straight, and therefore the tag represents this idea of us being upright. Upright, tall. So Baal Turim says that's what it represents. And he says, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that it's going to be Messiah Mama, that's what is two tagim. So the Rebbe asks a question, 1 second. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the first thing that the Baal Turim brings, why is there two tagim? He doesn't answer that. V'yesh Leimar, the Rebbe says, amazing novel approach. He says, Shagam Rabbi Yehuda, maskim ledaitash Rabbi Meir. Guess what? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are not really arguing. They're not arguing shahamila koimimios. Koimimios, it doesn't say koima. Koima means upright. Koimimios sounds like a plurality. It sounds like upright times two. Koimimios. There's no other word like this, by the way, anywhere. Koimimios. Koima, I should say. Koimimios, a double sense. So that's clearly there's going to be not just koima mios, not just koima, not just we'll attain the height of the first human being, but we'll go to koima mios, we'll be twice as tall. Now the das Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, habitu lekach, the poel, the way this will actually and technically express itself, will be in mea amma, in 100 amas. Whereas according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, it will express itself not in 100 amas, but in 200 amas. What does this mean? Things sound so mysterious. 100 amma, 200 amma. And now the Rebbe is saying they're not arguing, which seems pretty clear they are arguing. Rebbe Meir is saying 200 ammas, and Rebbe Yehuda is saying 100 amma. Hezber HaDvarim. Here is an extraordinary explanation for this. It's Al Pi Teiris HaChassidus. It's based on the doctrines and teachings of Chassidus. Koima Shal Mea Amma. What does that mean? Who needs to be 100 ammas tall? What's wrong with being 6 feet tall? You need to be tall, be 10 feet tall. What's 100 amas? Who needs to be so tall? What does it do for anybody? What's so great about that? Oh, I can't wait for Mashiach to come. I'll be 100 amas tall. Ah, you'll be 100. I'll be 200 amas tall. Who cares? What does it mean? So the Rebbe said the concept of koima, which means a gestalt, or the structure, of mea ama, of, we talk about it in terms of 100 amas, it's misameles shleimusei haruchnis shel adam. This is indicative or emblematic of a person reaching their spiritual perfection. In other words, nefesh ha'adam, the soul of a human, is koileles eser koiches. It includes 10 soul powers. Shekol echad mehem koilel eser koiches mishaloi. Each of the 10 soul powers contains 10 soul powers. Because when we have each of the, you know, from Sfidus Ha'imer, when you have each midah contains all the other midas. So we have Chesed Shebechesed, and Gvura Shebechesed, and Teferet Shebechesed, and so on and so forth. And then we get to Gvura, we have Chesed Shebegvura, and Gvura Shebegvura, and so on and so forth. And then it comes to Teferet, we have Chesed Shebeteferet, Gvura Shebeteferet, Teferet Shebeteferet. So we have this notion, we have this idea of having a representation of 100 levels, since everybody has 10 midas. If the 10 midas are to be fully developed, you have not 10, but you actually have 100, because each one of the midas is comprised of 10. That's the way the midah, that's the frame of the midah, it's the rubric of the midah. V'chasher ha'adam oved es Hashem b'shleimus. When a yid serves Hashem completely, intactly, 100%, b'chol eser kechaysav, with all of his 10 faculties, u'b'chol eser kechaysav, and all the 10 faculties, shekol echad mehem, the way they are divided into 10, the spiritual gestalt of this person. How tall is this person spiritually? Tall means developed, tall means upright, tall means to live the way the Eibishter wants you to live, to be who you could be. If the person has exhausted every possibility, developed every midah, but not just developed every midah, generally speaking, but in down into the details and specifics, each one of the midahs, the way they're comprised of 10 midahs. So what are you talking about then? Gestalt of? 100. That's like the meaning of give it all you got, give it 100%. Don't give it 10%, don't give it 20%, don't even give it 99%, give it 100%. Use all 10 midas, harness every ounce of faculty and ability that Hashem gives you, and the way you harness that is when all 10 midas are comprised of 10. And only when you have 10 dimensions within each of the 10, then you have 100 and you have a complete picture. In other words, the Rebbe says, what does it mean you're going to be 100 amas tall? 100 amas? It means that each and every one of us will be living life fully. It means that we will develop the potential and the possibility that Hashem gave us to the nth degree. V'zui asiba, this is the reason, shekemasa shel Adam Rishon, that the gestalt of the first human, ha'adam ha'mushlam, was a perfect human formed by hands of Hashem mamash. Kifish and Ivra, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is created, so to speak, by the hand of God. How tall was Adam? Mea Amah. Adam was Mea Amah tall. V'hamila koimimius. Koimimius remezes lekach. It seems to indicate to us, shela asid lavai, that when Mashiach will come, that will come, shlei mezush shal mea, this perfection of 100, the perfection of Adam Rishon, tiya kfula, will be doubled. What does it mean that the midah of 100 will be doubled? Listen to this, unbelievable. Avedes Hashem koileles shtei drachim klolius. Serving of Hashem comprises, generally speaking, two pathways. There's avedes hatzadikim. There's the service of the worldly righteous, and then there's avedes habal atshuva. There's avedah of bouncing back, rehabilitating, seizing a second opportunity, being able to overcome the challenges, and despite whatever mistakes you made, you can still get back on track. Each has a virtue the other doesn't have. As it says, stands, the biggest tzaddik can stand. So there is this notion, there's this idea that each one has a virtue the other one doesn't have. When Mashiach will come, yagiyu shtei avodes lidei shleimus maleya. Both kinds of avodah, both tracks will be fully developed. And fully developed means that they will be 100%. The tzaddik will be 100% tzaddik, and the baal tshuva will be 100% baal tshuva. But no, no. It means more than that. Not only will it be a perfect situation where people develop every ounce of possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, but then the question is, how does that unfold? When everybody reaches Koima, we have a machloikas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because a person will reach perfection in two different dimensions, in two different kinds of Aveda, so that's why it says the Koima, the gestalt, the height, which is a euphemism, will be Masayim Amma, will be 200 Ammas. Meya Amma connected Avedas at Tzadikim, 100 correspond to the Aveda of Tzadikim, the Aveda of perfection. And then Meya Amma, 100 correspond to Avedas, the work, the servitude of a Baal Tshuva. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Das Rabbi Yehuda Lu'umazay, Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand says, the two different kinds of Aveda, two different methodologies of serving Hashem, there's two very different dimensions. Al HaKoyma HaShleima Shebekol Echad Mehem, which each one has its own perfection. When Mashiach will come, Yismazgu Yachad L'chdeichem Achas, it will all of a sudden meld and mix and coalesce together. There will be one, like one Koyma, one Gestalt. In other words, all of the virtues will be found in every iota of existence of the person. In the end, how tall will the gestalt be? 100 amma. But 100 amma, even though it's only mea amma, ledas Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, nirmas hadavar b'shnei tagim. It's indicated, this is what the Baal Torah means. It's two tagim. What's a two tagim? It's ala is kuf. It's one letter, it's one kuf. But ledas Rabbi Yehuda tuchlal koimas ha'odom es shtei ha'shleimis. Rabbi Yehuda says that this koima, that this gestalt, fully developed perfection, the personality of a person, the wherewithal, the possibilities, it's fully harnessed. It's fully unfurled and unfolded and developed, and fully, the accordion is open. He says, but that will in the end be 100 amma. Why? Because within that 100 will be a perfection of Avedas HaTzadikim, as well as a perfection of Avedas Baal Tshuva, Shtei HaMailas. And the Shtei Shleimius, the two perfections, will be able to exist in side by side, so to speak, within the same framework, within the same reality. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, there's two different dimensions. There'll be a Tzadik dimension of a person, and there'll be a Baal Tshuva dimension. So that's why he says the two Tagim are going to be in, you know, the Me'ama. In other words, really, what Rabbi Yehuda, what the Baal Turim is telling us, when he says that the Tagim are on the Kuf because Me'ama are 200 Amma, what he's really telling us, he explained to us that the Tagim can be understood in one of two ways. That either the two Tagim can represent Me'ama, which includes both dimensions as one, or the two Tagim can represent Me'a Amma, and then a second time Me'a Amma, which is be different opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, as we explain it through the prism of Chassidus.
So if each individually has the 100% potential, but they mold together.
They become one, they melt together as one. No, we should all be walking tall very soon.